Vayter in Shas. Friends, welcome to Mem Dalet. Begin on the top of the page by the next part of the Mishnah, about 10 lines or so. Kol sheyesh lo matirin bein lo adam bein limizbeach chayavin lo mishum pigol. Anything that has a matir, either for people or the mizbeach, is going to be chayav for it. Kares, if someone does, pigalizes it. Now, Tanur Banan says the Gemara. Well, hold on a second. Maybe the pasuk is coming to include a carbon that's similar to a shlamim. Ma shlamim yuchadim ne'echal l'shneyam le'le'echa. Just like shlamim, a carbon shlamim, because these ideas are a reference to the idea of the pickle brought down in the pasuk of shlamim. So just like the shlamim are very unique, that they're eaten for 2 days and one night. So too, anything that's going to be in that category. For example, that's going to include only something known as Mechor and Meiser. What about the carbon that's brought for only one day and one night? How do we know it's going to fall into the same category? For example, a Chatas and Ashtamur Toda. Tamad Lomar Mibisar. We learn from the word Mibisar, from the basa, the meat of the Shlamim, that's including any type of meat that's going to be eaten. Kol Shishiyorav Nechalin. I only know that all carbonos, meats that's left over, are eaten, are going to fall into the category of Pigol. Ola, she'en shira nechal minayin. What about something where the leftovers of is not eaten, like an ola? This is completely and totally to Hashem. Where do we know that from? Tamid lomar zevach. We learn that from the fact that it says the word zevach, including all types of animals that are going to fall into the category of shchita. Minayin l'rabbis ofas of menachos. What about ofas of menachos, which are not in the same category? Ad she'ashanim rabbe log shel mitzora. And that I should even include the lug of the mitzoreh, is bring a lug of oil. However, that's included in the pigle as well. Tamid lomar asherheim makdishim li, that are kadosh to me, which is all different types of kabbalas. If we learn enough, this din of pigle applies even to these things as well. Vayter va'asi nosa chilal mitoma va'asi pigle. Avon minosai. We're explaining how we learn out this din of pigle from that of eating a carbon a person is tummy. And that is, nosar is learned out from a gezeirah shava. Nosar is leaving something over to the, you know, outside of its time. When you left it over, when it's already over there, that's called nosar. Chila chila mitum. We learned it out from the laws of tumma. And the law of pigle is learned out from a gezeirah shava, which is oven from nosar. So we say, we learn that, like the din of tumah, the law of nosar and pigle apply to all different types of karbanot. Now, since the pasuk is going to include everything in this din of pigle, so why is the shlamim mentioned specifically? Why does it go out of his way to just say the word shlamim? Right? It applies to everything. Lomel lechadon is coming to tell you, mas shlamim yuchadim sheyesh lahem atirin bein adon lemizbech. Just like a shlamin, which are unique in as much as that they have matirin for things for people and for the mizbeach, and those things fall to pigle. Af kol sheyesh lo matirin bein la'adam bein la'mizbeach, chayv malem shem pigle. So anything that's going to be tzimatized is going to fall into the category of pigle, and there's going to be kares for it. Ha'ola. What's an example of either for people or for the mizbeach? Ha'ola dam matir es besar lo mizbeach. The dam, when it's spritz, matir is not to be about eaten by the mizbeach. Va'ora lekohanim, it's high goes lekohanim. Ola sa'of dam matir es besar lo mizbeach. Chata sa'of dam matir es besar lekohanim. Par mesafim mesirim nesafim dam matir es imuram likariv. The sacrificial parts we bought on the mizbeach. Now we're going back to the brisa that we're going to see things that don't have a matir, and therefore they don't fall into the category of karis when you're connected with pigle. Omotza anias akometz. I'm going to exclude the category of kometz veselavona vaktoris uminchas kohanim uminchas kohen mashiach uminchas nesachim vehadam. We exclude all of these that don't have a matir. Shimon omer mashlam miyuchadim. Shimon says. Why does the Torah specify the word shlamim? We said before something. He says another answer. Shlamim miyuchadim sheyesh. What we said before, the 2 days and a night. What was the lashon we used before? the answer we give before is it's just they're miyuchad that they're nechalon l'shneyam v'layla echad. So to kol nechal l'shneyam v'layla echad. But now we have another answer, and that is ma shlom miyuchadim sheish po al mizbeach chitzo, and the dam is put on the outer mizbeach for chayav malav, and you're going to be curious if connected with pigol. Av kol sheish dam al mizbeach chitzo and chayav malav mishum pigol. So too all karbonos that of their dam is brought in the outer mizbeach chayav malav mishum pigol. Yatzu par misraf misim nisrafim hol shein al mizbeach chitzo and kishlamim ein chayav malav mishum pigol. This is going to exclude bulls, parim, and some that burnt up misim nisrafim, the he goats that are burnt up. Because their dam is not put on the outer mizbeach like the shlamim, therefore we're not going to be chayev karis or pigal. Amar mar kayotze b'shlamim. Maybe it's coming to include only a carbon that's similar to shlamim. My new, what's that similar to shlamim? Bechor, that would be the bechor, the nechal shnei yamim v'layla echad, which is eaten for 2 days and one night. B'may asi, how would I have brought the bechor to be part of this? E b'mematzinu, if you want to say, I learned that from a mamatzinu, just like we find over here, so that we find by there as well. Ikilamifrik has a kash of mal shlamim. You can't compare it because shehin tuunin smichu nesachem tuunis chaz v'shoka. There's all these ideas. You got to lean on it. You have to do nesachem libations with it. And you have to wave the breasts and the shoka and the thigh. But we don't have anything to do with the bechor. Ellis, we have to say we learn it from me im hay achel ye achel. From an if eaten, it will be eaten. What are you doubling up over there? It's a general principle, just generalizing this whole thing over here. The reason why it said, and when the pasuk talks about shlamim, then we would learn out. We have like a klal of me'achel echel, and then a prat of shlamim that comes out to a klal, prat uklal, that the din of pigel would go to a bechor also. Rashi says, "Hey, achel klal mibaser shlamim prat, v'achel chaz of a kala, so v'klal prat u'klal." Says the Gemara, "But honey, tre klali dismicha adadin in you. But you end up having two klal that are right next to each other. Then you have a klal prat u'klal, right? Just shelo nichtav a prat ela b'sofer. Basically, klal prat, not klal prat u'klal. Avina k'dami b'mer, like they say in Eretz Yisrael." Whenever you have two klal right next to each other in a prat, you put the prat in between the two of them and you do it as a klal prat uklal. Now, the Bryce had mentioned also the concept of including the mitzora. Ad sheni mirabe log shel shemen shel mitzora. Right? That even include the mitzora's log of oil that's going to fall into pigal. Now, where do we know that from? Hamani, who's that going like? Or Mary? Time to Tanabaisa. Lug shaman shel mitzora chayav elam shem pigal. Right? Your person's a Michayev for pigal. The Rimeir says that pretty straightforward. Let me see. What about the Seifa of the Baisa? Motzen ni minchas nesachim ba'adam. I'm going to exclude from pigal the minchas nesachim, the libation of the mincha. Vadam and the dam. Asan l'rabbanon. In this part of the Braisa, we seem to be going like the Rabbanon, arguing with her mayor. The time was on the Braisa. Niske behema, the nesachim of an animal, the carbon of the animal. Chayav malem shem pigol v'chayav pigol. And finish a dam as a mizbeach, because the dam, I'm sorry, mishum dam hazevach matir in the karev, divrei mayor, because the spritzing of the dam of the mizbeach of this animal, which they bring, is going to matter them for the carbon on them. It's going to matter to be put on the mizbeach, the Rebbe Meir. Right, since the nesachim can't be brought on the mizbeach until the blood is done, the blood is the matir for the nesachim. And since the nesachim have a matir, then they fall into pigol. Amr lo, Chama said, hello, Adam mevius v'chav hayom, nesachim mikana v'asar yamim. But isn't it true that a person can bring his carbon today and he could bring his nesachim 10 days from now, in which case the dam of the animal is certainly not what's mattering them to be able to be brought, because since they have not been sanctified and klisharis at the time of the blood, it can't be considered the matir. So this shows that even when they're brought together with the animal, the blood of the animal is not their matir. And with that, Rav Meir said back to him, "Afani lo amarti ella b'boin im hazebach. Even I said that the nesachim are only falling together with pigel only in the case where they're brought together with the animal. Then the dam is really being their matir. But the original bris is din that the nesachim, the nesachim of the karbonos are completely out of the category of pigel, followed that of the chachamim, which is those who argue with their mayor. So you want to say the first part of the bris goes into a mayor, and the second goes into the bris goes into the chachamim? I'm Rabbi Yosef. How many? Who's it going like? Rabbi. Says that no, the bris is going with Rabbi. The Amar Lug Shem and Shal Metzora, who says that this Lug of the Metzora, Matnosav Sharulei, that its matanos, its application is going to matter to be used. Umi the Matnosav Sharulei. And since Rabbi says that its matanos are mattering it, Matnosav Mefaldilei, so too it's going to be the same thing according to Rabbi. Its own matanos, the splitting of it, going to make it into the category of pigel. So Rabbi's going according to the Chacham, the pigel, if you have in mind, pigel during the spritzing of the dam of the animal doesn't create pigel on something that goes along with the carbon, like the nesachim, but he holds that the Metzora's lug of oil will fall into the category of pigel through that intent during the sprinkling of the actual oil itself. And that's the original price is going according to Rabbi, the Tanya, because we're within a Baisa, Luk Shem and Shem and Sarah, Molimbo, Achi Yitzukadam. You're over Me'ila, if you get the enough from it, until you throw the dam of the Ashim of the Mitzor. Nizukadam, once you do that, Lo Nenin, one can't get enough from it, Velo Molin, but he's not getting enough from it, but he's also not going to be doing Me'ila if he does get enough from it. Says Rashi, Velo Mo'ilin, the Kasavar Dama Yasham Matiro Le Kohanim, Vechol Sheyesh Bo Shaseta Le Kohanim Emo Me'ilo. It's a Shaseta's Dolom Me'ilo. Rabbi Omer, Rabbi says, Mo'ilin Atzitim Adnosav, that one is going to be over Me'ilo until the Kohen does the Matnosav, the seven spritzes. He's got a spritz of seven spritzes. Veshavim, but they both agree. Both of them agree that ad sheyitin matan sheva umatan behunus, until you give, you got to give seven spritzes towards the Kodesh Kedashim, and I have to put it on the Mitzora's thumbs, on the behunus of the Mitzora. Amarua kameda rabia Yirmiya. They brought this what Yosef said in front of Yirmiya. Amar said, Gava rabakrav Yosef lema kiham milsa. Such a great person if Yosef would see such a thing. You want to say, can anyone say it according to Rabbi, pigel during the sprinkling of the oil is going to make, it's going to cause pigel in the lug shemen? Beep, turn the page. Mem dalav base. Hari lug above ifne atzmo. But let's talk about the case of Mitzora's lug, that, you know, the shemen of lug that's brought by itself later, right? It's brought after the asham. When you don't do it at the same time, the lekuli alma matnosav sharulei. According to everyone, that its own applications are what matir to, for, you know, to be achulicized. Velo mifaglin lay, and it doesn't cause it to become pigel. Tayyar wants to advise a look shaman shal mitzor, chayavan alef, bisham pigel, mepnei shadam matiro lebahonos, the remer. Amr lo le Rabbi Meir, valo adam mivi ashama achshav, velo mikad vada sari yamim. Melanie Mary said back, Afani lo amati, elva ba'im asham. Only things come with the asham itself, or comes with the asham itself. So we learn after the bride said, everyone's maskim, that kavana during the sprinkling of the shaman can't affect pigel, even where the sprinkling is being matir, the remaining oil for consumption. And therefore, you can't explain the previous prices following Rebbe and meaning that the sprinkling does pigel. So the original, you know, Hajj Kushal Dukhtar, back to the original question. Does the first part of that brisa follow the opinion of Rabbi Meir and the second part of the Chachamim? Right? What's going on? Because remember, we said it to Rabbi Chachamim, then we said, no, everything is really Rabbi. And so we say, no, we're back to the original question now. So, Elam, Rabbi Yirmiyah, he gives another. It's Elam, Rabbi Meir. He says, really, the brisa is going in the words of Rabbi Meir. Vesamim ikan nesachim. Just delete the idea of the nesachim over here from the later part of the brisa. Get rid of it. It's not part of it. Really, don't cover it over. Don't delete it. Don't get rid of it. And rather, when it's talking about it, it means it's teaching in the first case that a Mitzvah's
shemen, lug of shemen that's brought together with the ashem can be pigovel. Who adin l'sachem avayim ma'zevach. It also is brought with the zevach. V'hadar tan and after the tan, the sachem avayim f'nei atzvan, things that come by themselves after the fact are not going to fall into the category of pigovel. Who adin l'lug abav f'nei atzmo. Right, and the sachem abayim b'fnei atzman v'hu aden, and similarly, right, this din would apply to a mitzora that comes separately after the fact, after the asham. So the brisa is totally in the world of Rabbi Meir. Yeah. So the next part of the Mishnah, chatas of dama matirs b'sar l'kohanim, the chatas of the oaf of the bird, then it's time is going to matter. It's meat for the kohanim. You know what I mean? Where do we know this from? That the kohanim can eat for the meat of the chatas of a bird. The tana levi kol karbanam. And the pasuk says all the matanas that are given to the kohanim. It says kol karbanam. They're every carbon, l'ravibos lug shemen shel mitzora, it's coming to include the lug shemen, the mitzora's lug of the oil, sakad d'chamina min ha'esh kasev rachmana v'hai lo mos lav moser min ha'eshu. And the Torah says about the stuff that are left over from the fire given to the Kohanim, and this one over here, that is the lug of the shemen, is not from the fire, since none of it's burnt on the Mizbeach. If it's not included in the Matanos, come on, if it comes to tell you, nope, Kol come out in all of it, and this is included as well. L'chol minchasam, when it says chol minchasam, the rabbis minchas, omer minchas, the kenos, every mincha is including the omer mincha, and that of the minchas kenos. That's by the Sota, Kina Vestira. Sakadad Ramin, I would have thought that if it wouldn't have thrown this in, that the Achlu Osamash are Kupar Bahem, which imply only things that are brought in order for Mechaper, are given to Mechas Omer Lahatir Asya. The Omer is coming to Matir Chaldash to become Yashar, and Mechas Kanos, the Vara Oven Kasya. So it's coming to be Mevar of this woman to the sinner, not therefore should mean good, and they come as well, therefore comes to teach you that there every Mincha that left over this Mechas Omer the Quadim. Even though there's no kapara involved.
Yo, and when the Torah Kedoshah says, Ulechol chatasam, the rabbis chatzof, it's coming, this word, ulechol, and everyone is coming to include the meat of the bird chatas, that's part of the Kohanim, the given to the Kohanim. It's hakatat the chamina nevelehi. It's nevelehi because it was killed by Malika, and therefore it's also people to eat, and therefore it says that they're every chatas. Excuse me. It's given to the Kohanim, it can be eaten by them. L'chol Hashemam. What does that mean? The Rabbis Hashem Nazir Hashem Mitzorah. It's coming when it says L'chol everyone. It's coming to include the meat of the Hashem of a Nazir became Tamei, and the Hashem of Mitzorah as well that goes to the Kohanim. It's like at the Chamin, I would have thought L'hachshir Ka'asu. These are coming to be Machshir, the owners for something else, and not Kapara. Therefore, you can't eat the meat, but the Kohanim, Kohan Hashem is coming to tell you, no, L'chol means every one of them, even these as well. Hashem Mitzorah Behed Yiksiv Be, he says, what do you mean? But it says it straight up, Hashem Mitzorah. Why do I have to learn it out, like, from every word? Ela L'rabos Hashem Nazir Kasher Ka'ashem Mitzorah. The Bais is coming to tell you that L'chol is to include the Hashem of every Nazir. It became Tamei in that of, just like that of the Hashem of a mitzora. The price means that the Nazir's Hashem is given to the Kohanim, even though it's not coming for Kapara, because it's like the mitzora's Hashem. And the Torah says straight up that it's eaten with the Kohanim, even though it's also not coming for Kapara. Asher Yashiva, when it says that, Zeh Gezel Hager. This is talking about Gezel Hager. That which they returned to me is a reference to that which stolen from a convert who ended up dying. L'chahu, to you it shall be, Shalchaya Afilo L'kadosh Bo Seisha. It means it's yours as much as you're able to actually go to Mekadosh a woman with it. It really belongs to you. Tanya, we learned to the Braisa. Rabbi Elazar Omer, Mishum Rabbi Yosef Glili. Pigel bedavar nasa b'chutz. If you had in mind pigel in something which was done outside of the, it's done b'chutz, then what's the din? Pigel. It takes on pigel. Says Rashi, "Pikul b'davar ma'isa ben b'chutz, havoda she'ovid machshava v'achila shechishev aleh im ma'isa azarehim pigol v'im ma'isa heichaleim lo pigol." Look, come on, y'all have time in Mikray. We'll learn that. So, pikul b'davar ma'isa b'chutz, pigol. B'davar ma'isa b'fneim, something's done inside the heichal, lo pigol.
It's not going to be pickled. Okay, it's not. What's the case? Hayom bechutz omer, if he's standing outside, the heichal, and he's standing outside, and he said, harini shochet lahazos midamel l'macharam, shakhtin this carbon to sprinkle its dam on the inner mizbeach, but tomorrow, lo pickled. It's not pickled. Shemachshava bechutz medavar and asa befinim lo pickled. Because a machshava thought that the kohen has outside of the heichal about something that's going to be done inside is not going to affect the pickle. Haya omid befnim the amar. What if he's sitting inside the heichal? And he said, "Harini maze al menas lakter mum lishvach shirayim lemachar." Then that too lo pickle. Shemachshav befnim bedavar nasa bechutz, because in the case of intent machshava inside, but something that's going to be done outside is lo pigol shemachshav b'fim b'davar nasa b'chutz is what it is. Although in these cases it's not pigol, it's still going to be no good, right? It's outside of its time. Aval hoya omid b'chutz v'amar, he was sitting outside and he said, harini shochet lishpoch shirayim l'machar. I'm going to, you know, spill the shirayim tomorrow in the outer mizbech. Ol ha'akdei mum l'machar. Pigol that is pigol shemachshav b'chutz b'davar nasa b'chutz. It's a machshav outside of something that's done outside. Amar Rav Yehoshua ben Levi, Mikra, a pasuk shows this din. What do we learn that from? We learn that from that which it says about the Kohen Gadol, the inner chatas of the Kohen Gadol. Kasha yura mishor zevach hashlamim, just as it would be separated, the beginning of the pasuk is going to separate all the fat of the chatas, this par of the chatas from it, just like it would be separated from the shlamim. V'chi mar lamadu mishor zevach hashlamim me'ata. Now what do we learn from the shlamim offering bull? Said straight out, like, what are you telling me? Ella makish par kohen mashiach l'shor zivcha shlamim. It's a hakish of the two about the din of pigol. To tell you, ma shor zivcha shlamim. Just like the kohen doesn't affect pigol, but the shlamim of the bull, af shiyu ma'isa machshusav hamizbeach achitzon. I'm sorry, ad. It's not going to be pigol until it's going to be his ma'isim and his machshavas on mizbeach achitzon, related to the outer mizbeach, right? The action is involved with, while having in mind the pigle and the attendant outside of its time, it has to be things that happen outside the heichal, since all the votus and the consumptions of the shlamim are done outside. Af par koin mashiach atchu machshav asav myself al mizbech hachitzon. Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav Baravu, Amar Rav Halacha kerebi el ozer shamim mishum Rabbi Yosi. The halacha is like Rabbi the name of Rabbi Yosi. Beautiful. Yep. Amar Rav, Rav says, peep, turn the page. Mem heim and av hilchasel mishicha. This is halachic din for the times of Mashiach. Hilchasel mishicha. Like, in other words, this is something which is only connected when the Beis Hamikdash is rebuilt. So why are you saying it? So according to what you're saying, now we shouldn't learn anything to do with Maseches Zevachim. Because it's Hilchos Mashicha. El Joshua Kavaschar. Daish and learn it and get schar. Achanami Joshua Kavaschar. Here also learn and get schar. Hachigaminalach. No, this is what I mean to say. Hilchos Salameli. Why do I need to have a halachic din about this? Right? You don't have to tell me Lamaisa. You have to say like Lamaisa. You can learn it and say Lamaisa. Lishtachmina, another psak says, Amrlei, halacha kamina. What he means to say is that this is a practical halacha which is needed only for the times of Mashiach. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.